colossal deal for you. What? Oh, shit. The show's starting. Listen to the end of the show for a code that'll save you some cash. Gotta go.
Previously on Cubs Out Loud.
He was full of life with his bright red looks, interactive menus, and was developing into a sound 60 gigabyte form.
According to Buddhism, it shall be reincarnated someday as something else.
You would get these horrible tasting candies, and you would think to yourself, why would anyone who likes me would give me these horrible tasting candies?
But it's I love candy corn!
Do you jack off watching yourself? Do they offer you a cum rag? Do they?
Well, I guess I'm more of a pocket cub, really, than a pocket bear.
Next up is Sugar Bear. This is what I need. Also known, at least in Cubs Out Loud circles, as the $90,000 bear.
You have to say it with a lisp. My name is...
Oh, okay. Woof.
Woof. I get it. Let's do it.
Disclaimer, not good for breeders.
Tuesday, February 19th, 2008. I'm Jeff.
I am John John, a.k.a. Kudzu Cub.
And I'm Tim Cub.
Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the bear podcast of indeterminate length, episode number 5. And woo-hoo! I'm tired.
You're tired.
Oh, I'm just tired. I don't know why.
Don't do anything during the day.
I'm just tired.
Oh, whatever. Jeez.
I don't know. Seriously. I'm tired. I'm good right now if it wasn't...
Don't you answer phone calls during the day?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's nothing really
physical. That can be terribly exhausting.
I'm sure it's not that. I don't know. I'm just tired. But I'm tired.
I'll say.
I'm sorry, Pookie. Sorry.
He's new gums.
Oh, good.
I'm
right about now.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Anyway, so what are we talking about today?
Well, I've got a couple things on my list. I know, first of all, that this week is my birthday.
It's also Yay! Your kid's birthday tomorrow.
Indeed, I am turning 35 this coming Saturday, which is a little frightening, really, frankly. But I kind of look forward to it a little bit. What's weird is that I know like tons of people who have birthdays this week too. And in fact, I helped someone celebrate his birthday on Saturday of this past week. His name is Ben and I do wish him a happy birthday. Tomorrow, Wednesday, is Nakia's birthday. One of our favorite bear musicians, and his birthday party is tomorrow night at Jovita's, which I know I am looking forward to attending. So we wish Nakia a happy birthday as well. Then on Thursday, my friend Kent in Atlanta has a birthday as well.
And Kent from Atlanta?
Yes, ooh. Kent from Atlanta. He's not actually originally from Atlanta. But he's originally from Alabama. He's having a birthday on Thursday. And so I wish him a happy birthday as well. Happy birthday, Kent.
I was going to say, you're right. There's a lot of people with birthdays this week. A lot.
It's crazy.
Yeah, including my dad.
There's nothing to do in, what would that be? That would be like June or something. Nothing to do but have sex for parents or something.
See, summer copulation season. Don't you know that?
Apparently so. Anyway.
Because my dad's birthday is actually Washington's birthday too, which is also another birthday. So.
Oh yeah, cool.
Oh, you know what's funny? This is just a side. So my dad's birthday is, I mean, arguably one of America's greatest heroes, which would be George Washington. Same birthday, right? And his son, me, born on Hitler's birthday. Now, oh, isn't God. That interesting?
That is horrible.
Can you believe that? Is that a bad omen or what?
My sister was born on Janet Jackson's birthday.
Oh.
Oh, really? I have another friend that has her same birthday, May 16th.
And guess what?
What an awesome birthday.
I was born on her brother's birthday.
Oh, get out.
Which brother's birthday?
Michael's.
The famous
uh-huh,
one.
Excellent.
Talented and famous one.
I don't think my brother was born on one of the other brother's birthday or something. Maybe he was born on Tito's birthday or something.
My.
There's so many of them, it was a good chance, good probability. Anyway, so.
But happy birthday, everybody who's having a birthday this week. That's very fun.
And you know, all you listeners, if you want us to wish you a happy birthday, shoot us an email. Shoot us an email at podcast@cubsoutloud.com. Uh-huh, check that out.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
Neither of you guys even realized what I just said, did you?
No, not really.
I think I do.
I said podcast@cubsoutloud.com is the email to send, as the email address to send email to us.
Whatever happens to cubsoutloud@gmail.com?
Oh, it's still there.
Oh, okay.
In all actuality, if you send an email to podcast@cubsoutloud.com, it ends up going to the Gmail account. Because it's just because I want to use IMAP and the host that does the CubsOutLoud.com does not support IMAP, only POP. So fortunately, I can use POP from Gmail to bring it into the Gmail account.
Well, there you go.
So that's a whole bunch of technobabble.
You know what? You know, I just realized though.
What's that?
I'm glad you brought in other bloggers. And I think it's expanding nicely, although I have no idea who these new people are. Like, is it this guy from Houston? I've never met him. I've never talked to him. We should probably bring him on the show or something.
Yeah, he had mentioned to me the other day that they're planning to eventually come see Nikia sometime, to get a group of Houston Bears to come up see Nikia.
Oh, cool!
Excellent. That'd be fun.
I'm hoping to meet him there. And that will be fun. And
is he single?
I have no idea. I didn't ask him. I hope he's listening to the show.
I'm sure he probably is.
I think my roommate wants to be on this podcast. I think that's what he said.
Oh, well, yes. He's welcome to join.
Yes, absolutely. The more, the merrier on the podcast, I say.
Just as long as we don't overload Skype.
Oh, nonsense. Yeah. That's half the fun. Skype.
Five at the max would be good.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, so. we're always willing to bring anybody who wants to come on, especially if you have something special to say, like one of the Bearpalooza people or anyone representing one of the bear runs who wants to join us is very welcome to. Just send us an email at podcast@cubsoutloud.com. And we'll schedule it to get on the show. We usually record on Tuesdays, so.
Yay.
That is true.
Can I bring up an issue?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Okay. So, I think, you know, it's true that we're not the first, you know, bear podcast of any sort. I mean, we're not the first podcast, period. I mean, we're not. I mean, that's the reality. But I would love to think that we are pioneers for certain things. You know,
of course we are.
Certain topics that we talk about and whatnot, and I just want to point out that there's certain people who copy us, and I want to call them out. You know, namely B-Talk. Their last episode, they talked about the elusive $90,000 bear. I'm like, hello.
Yes,
we already talked about that.
It's so last week.
That was so last
far behind.
Week. I mean, get with the times. Hello.
And that's a Cubs Out Loud thing, is the $90,000 bear. They just talked about it. Well, we bring it up all the time.
We bring it up. You know, it's an issue.
Sugar bears.
Exactly. I just want them to know that they're on my list. you know, on my list. I just want
to
say.
See, what they're doing is just trying to get topics for their show, and then they aggregate, and they take information that they get from all sorts of sources, such as the Cups Out Loud podcast,
whatever.
And say, oh, hey, have you heard about this?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, we've already talked about it. We've talked about Colossal and the $90,000 bear, and we even have that discount code, you know, Cubs.
So there.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. So.
Oh, God. Anyway.
See, we're extra special.
And it's true. Just,
yeah, mm-hmm. We are special. Special.
We're mm-hmm. special.
My
short bus.
Actually, one of my nicknames was Special K.
Special
K. By the way, if I sound kind of weird, I am actually still sick. So I realize now that I don't think I'm allergic to the cats. I think it's just because, you know, when I was moving by myself in the cold, in the rain, and it was windy. And that plus, yes, plus physical exhaustion equals a sick cub, and that's where I am at right now. So,
yeah.
Poor John. Oh.
One thing I would also like to mention, something kind of new on the site, kind of, is the COL Live page. That you can go to. Just go to CubsOutLoud.com and then click on the COL Live page, and you will see the video audio stream from Yahoo Live from whenever we're on. Tuesdays we'll be on, or at least I will be on, and then I'll also have the chat room up while I'm working on putting some stuff together for the show, so everybody can peek in on that and even join us in the chat room. So while we're chatting away on the show, you can also be chatting away in the chat room on Yahoo Live. I got a link right on that page. Just click on the Yahoo logo, and it'll take you right to our Yahoo Live page, and you can join the chat room.
Neato.
Yeah, pardon me if I ignored the chat room, because then I'll just like be starting to watch it and not get into the conversation. So I don't want to ruin the podcast by watching all the time. But just thought I'd mention the chat room. Tuesdays, especially when we're recording, is going to be the big one. But you can always check on it to see if I have it up. Or, you know, either of you guys want to pull it up and just do some little webcamming for a little bit, that's fine. Remember, this is a public cam, so nothing nasty.
Ah, that's no fun.
No, the nastier the better. Dirty.
Yeah, I don't want to be. I don't want to be reported and kicked off Yahoo Live. So let's keep it G rated.
Whatever.
PG.
Whatever.
Oh, I see.
So that's some site updates, I suppose that is. I think we should move on to what I call the Tim segment. What have you done this past week, Tim?
Well, I know. You and I, Jeff, played a lot of trivia this week. I think we went out at least twice for that.
Nerds.
I think we went out Thursday after having finally recorded the show on Wednesday of last week. Sorry for that late podcast, folks, but it was finally out on, I believe, was it Friday? But anyway, Jeff and I had gone out to trivia at TGI Fridays on Thursday evening. Had a lovely, lovely time. And then we loved it so much that we even went back on Saturday for more trivia.
Was it
there
Saturday?
It
was Saturday.
TGI Fridays. But I think Saturday was kind of nuts. We had like tons and tons of people playing trivia with us, and normally I'm used to trouncing everything. But on Saturday we had so many competitors that I was fourth in the list of
God.
Playing, which was just sad. Yeah. But
Were there any bar skanks?
No,
any bar skanks?
Not this time.
We didn't. We didn't encounter any.
I would have trounced Tim if it weren't. If there were some bar skank there to
distract him.
To distract me so that I could win. It's very strange.
It is very strange that whenever he's most distracted by bar floozies and things like that,
barfish.
Farfish, indeed.
Oh, that's me. I'm sorry.
But you do seem to be to do very well in the company of women at the bar when you're playing trivia, which I find very curious.
I'm not straight, I swear.
I swear I don't like fish tacos. I swear.
But Friday night, of course, as we normally do, I think Jeff and I went to Nakia.
You think, I know. And,
yeah, I vaguely kind of remember that. but yes, we missed you there, John, too.
Yes, I know.
He was moving stuff.
I was still moving stuff.
I know. See. But yeah, that was... Oh, of course, on Sunday, I did help Ben celebrate his birthday. We had a lovely time.
Lovely.
And that was a lot of fun.
Cool.
But yeah, that was pretty much my week.
Okay.
How about you, John?
Well, in all honesty, it was just moving. This entire week has been like the worst week ever. It's just, I never realized how tough moving has been. Like, I mean, I won't give you all details, but I would say yesterday, finally, I got everything in order, including my new TV came in, by the way, yesterday. Oh. But I had no time to enjoy it. I set it up and everything, but I played a quick game of Call of Duty 4 on it, and it looks beautiful with full HD. But aside from that, I was still trying to get things ready, and I got really sick over the weekend, and I was still working. And the thing about it is, there's small little things I've been struggling with. For instance, like the shower. Like, I have a shower filter that I use, because in Austin, I believe it's hard water. And
it's very hard water.
And I wanted to filter that. And thing is, one day I tried to take the shower head off, but it wouldn't come off. Then I used this wrench, and then I pulled so hard on it that it knocked the entire shower head out of the wall.
Oh, God!
Yes!
That's so terrible!
I've many trips to Home Depot in several days, and I still couldn't get it to work. So finally, I just called someone today. I just gave up, like, bring someone in, fix it immediately. So hopefully, you know, the thing will get fixed soon. But I mean, that shower head just drove me crazy, because I went several trips to Home Depot thinking I had the solution, and it still didn't work. So I just got really aggravated. And hopefully, because I have a visitor coming in Friday, so hopefully I'll get that in. I'll get that fixed before he comes. So, but anyway, aside from that, nothing else. This whole moving thing. People don't move. Just buy new stuff. I'm serious. It's terrible. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but if you buy new stuff, then you have to bring it all into the house anyways.
No, I haven't delivered.
Not just bring the whole thing.
Oh. Anyway. What did you do, Jeff?
Well, on Wednesday, actually, before we recorded, on Wednesday, I went to see the lawyer to start probate, to figure out the whole probate things for so that I could get the house. For those of you who don't know, my partner Carl had died on August 24th, and he didn't have a will or life insurance or anything. So I have to go through this whole probate thing, and it's going to cost me a shitload of money, and I need to actually start saving money. But in any case... So I started that, started contacting people about what I need, for what I need, and I didn't really do much besides, like, the trivia at Nakia. On Sunday, I actually played World of Warcraft for a while. They have this lunar festival thing going on, and I'm going through the process of trying to get to all the elders, which are placed throughout the old world, and seeing if I can collect all the elder coins. And it was pretty funny. I think I was on there for like 5 hours or something. I need to play more. It's fun. And I just got to join this great guild, and I'm having a good time on that. And then I'm just here being me. That's about it.
That's disgusting. And, I'm sorry, Jeff. Sorry. My roommate just came in and there's an emergency.
Oh.
Oh, please throw it out. Oh, that's disgusting. That's so gross. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so sad. I actually like that place. Oh, no. Oh, that's disgusting. Okay, I'm sorry, Jeff. What happened was we got there's a local Chinese place that I really like. It's not very far at all, like maybe up the hill. Called Wan Fu. Maybe you guys have eaten.
Yeah, I've heard of Wan Fu, yeah.
Well, the one off Altorf, I really liked. I was introduced to it like last year and I really like it. I usually go there. That's my choice. But and my roommate likes it too, but we just found out cuz what happened was a couple weeks ago, one of his friends told him, don't ever eat at Wan Fu, but they wouldn't tell us why. Like, we've eaten there plenty of times. There's nothing wrong with it. And then yesterday, I ate some of the Chinese, and I just realized, oh, my God. Like, I found, like, not one, but two hairs in my orange. Yeah. I'm like, that's disgusting. So I stopped eating
that. That is revolting.
My general size was still fine. And then all of a sudden, he comes in my room. My roommate is like, by the way, we're never eating there again. I'm like, what are you talking about? And his crab rangoons had small little bugs in the cheese.
Ew.
Okay, like,
that's
literally
that's,
small little bugs. I'm so mortified. I'm mortified.
That's horrible.
I'm sorry.
I mean, and I really like the food, but I can't go back now. Oh, it's terrible.
That's tragic.
It is tragic. I'm sad. I'm sad now. I'm mortified. I might have been eating bugs and I have no idea how that happened.
But go to Zen instead. Zen is good food.
By the way, I did go to Zen the other day.
Yeah.
And I actually really like it. You know, when I used to live in California, they had a place called Yoshinoya. And actually, Yoshinoya is a franchise from Japan. And in Japan, what's really popular are the beef bowls. And what it is like, these fast food places where they have steamed rice and they would put beef or chicken, some teriyaki sauce, and some vegetables in a bowl. And that's really popular in Japan. And they brought it over to California. Well, it's only in California, so I kind of missed it. And after going to the Zen, I'm like, that's exactly what it is. It's pretty good. It's healthy for you, too.
It's true.
It's very tasty. Timothy, you're right.
Good yeah, pick. I just had some more Zen for lunch today. I had
and
their
no hair or bugs in your food.
I did not find any hair or any bugs in my food. So I was very pleased at that, to have hair-free, bug-free food. it was very tasty.
I'm heartbroken. You realize how hard it is to find a decent Chinese place? It really is.
You know, I imagine here in Austin, there are so many Chinese places here in Austin, and Asian places, not just Chinese, but Asian, just general Asian places. if you don't like one, you can certainly find another that you do like.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to search again. That's terrible. And the General Tso's is actually really tasty. It's one of the tastiest
really?
I've ever had. But now I can't eat that either.
That is just tragic.
It is tragic. Oh, God. Anyway. Sorry. Sorry, tangent. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right.
Anyway.
So, let's see. What's next?
Well, I do know that today was the primaries in a couple states, namely Wisconsin and Hawaii and Washington.
Bihaiwa.
Yeah, we hi wa indeed. I am eagerly anticipating returns from that myself. I am very much looking forward to seeing how our favorite candidates are doing.
Early voting in Texas, by the way. So
that's true. Early voting did start in Texas today. I did not yet vote.
There is an article. I forgot where, but it says that in Texas, in particular, it's a dead heat. Like right now, they're counting early in. Right now, that's for the Democrats at least. So
I think I did hear that. Yeah,
it either swing in Hillary's favor or swing in Obama's. So, and really, for in terms of the numbers, Ohio and Texas are really huge. Like Hillary needs those. I think they both need them right now. But I think Ohio is probably going to go to Obama since it's Midwestern state anyway. But Texas could swing either way. Who knows? So,
Well, I know. I think is it Thursday that Obama and Clinton are debating here in Austin, and I'm looking forward to that. Although I unfortunately did not get tickets myself, but still, I think it's going to be fascinating.
When was that?
It's on Thursday of this week, like 2 days from now.
Oh, and I bet it's during the day.
Oh, I'm sure.
When as few people as possible can go see it.
Mm.
You have to, like, be special. Oh, I need to get out and go watch. I have to get off work.
Wisconsin has updated here at CNN.com. And, of course, CNN is notorious for declaring things early. But so far, according to CNN, with 0% reporting, how nuts is this? They've declared McCain to be the winner of Wisconsin on the Republican side. On the Democratic side, they're still processing the results, which is okay, whatever. But so far, even with 0% reporting, Obama is leading Clinton, which I find to be lovely.
Zero 0% reporting. What does that tell you?
Yeah,
zero.
It means that the polls just closed about 14 minutes ago. but still, I eagerly await the returns from the other two states, namely Hawaii and Washington. And polls apparently don't close there until like almost midnight or something here in Texas. So, anyway. But I am very much looking forward to that, and very much looking forward as well to early voting here in Texas. I know that at my place of work in North Cross Mall, they used to have the early voting going on, but now apparently, since with all the construction going on there at North Cross, they have moved the early voting location there in that area. It's now at the Ben-Hur Shrine, which is just down a block on Foster, at Foster and Rockwood, I think. But anyway, near where the Sun Harvest is, if anybody's familiar with that. Mm. But so I know changes are afoot in the North Cross area. Speaking of which, today I did have a peek at the new rink that they're building there at North Cross, and it's fascinating stuff going on there. That it's starting to look like a rink, and I know that they're planning on opening it shortly here in just a couple of weeks. So that's fun stuff.
Cool, very nice. Anything else?
I hope it's cool. It's a nice rink.
I would never think about ice skating in Texas in the same breath. It just doesn't. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, well, and people do it all the time. I can say from personal experience that people come to this game all the time.
Oh, cool. I've never been. I should probably visit once at least. Be nice.
It's fun. And cool. You can take lessons too.
Nice.
But yes, also this week, John, you pointed out that at the end of this week on Sunday, even is Oscars. We've got the Oscars.
It is Oscar week
going on.
Yes. And, and let's be honest. Let's just be honest. I don't think I've seen any of the movies listed. I'm like on Oscar.com. I'm like, I'm just not watching these movies. I mean, honestly, I'm looking at. Oh, okay. I've seen Golden Compass. I've seen that one. Okay.
Me too. I've seen that one too.
I didn't. Let me see. What else? I guess that might be it. Oh, no, hold on. Wait.
But there was one nomination, I think, for was it the sound, for the Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Yes.
Get out. I never actually watched that one.
And I did happen to see that. And the makeup was fairly fascinating.
I saw sound editing Transformers.
Oh, I saw that one. I saw that. Isn't this really sad? We're so sad.
Sad mixing Transformers, visual effects Transformers.
I do.
I really liked. I loved Transformers.
Did you?
It was not that bad. It was that bad.
I think I've seen a total of like three of the movies that are listed here, and that's The Golden Compass, Ratatouille, and Transformers. I think are the only three I've seen. I have Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, but on DVD, but I still haven't watched it yet.
Oh, haven't you? It was fun. I wasn't expecting it to be Oscar nominated theater or anything, but it was fun. It was just a cute little movie.
I wanted to see Sweeney Todd. I keep forgetting to see that.
Across the Universe looked good, but it didn't get nominated, but for one thing, and that was it. So.
See, I wanted to see a lot of these films, but never did get to. Even any of the nominated films per se for best movie, I have not seen. Let's see, where were they? Here they are. Oh, come on. Here we go. The nominees for Best Picture were Atonement, Juno, Michael Clayton, No Country for Old Men, and There Will Be Blood. I have not seen any of them, and I feel like such a bad fag for that.
The Totally Rad Show, I think they're pretty much on a consensus that they think they're going to, that No Country for Old Men, which they all really liked, would get Best Picture.
What's that one about?
It's a guy finds a bag full of cash, and then there's also, I don't remember the exact description of the movie, but then there's also some bad guy that's going and killing, I think probably trying to track him down.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Well, cash is good. Killing is not so good. But I know There Will Be Blood is playing at the movie theater across the street from where I work, so I should go see that.
That was pretty good.
You did see that?
I heard Atonement was pretty good.
Oh, Atonement. Yeah, I did hear good things about that, and I heard great things about Juno. But I have heard very little about the other three.
We need a film buff in our stable. Because we are terrible. We are absolutely terrible.
That is apparently
any
true.
Of these? Yeah, exactly. But
what do we got here? We got a game buff. We've got a tech buff. We have
buff.
A culture buff. Yeah. I'll call myself a language buff.
Okay, language buff. Now we just need a movie buff, a music buff. We need more Cubs for our podcasting repertoire.
Seriously. You know what we can talk about, though?
What's that?
We can talk about the best films that never won a Best Picture Oscar. We can talk about that. How about that? And there's a huge list here. This is on filmschoolrejects.com. And they have a really good list here. Let me name them off. Citizen Kane, which I'm really surprised about. Because according to AFI, American Film Institute, they rated Citizen Kane as the best movie ever created, period.
It was an amazing movie.
You know what? I would have to disagree with you, but let's talk about that later. Number two, by the way, on AFI's list was Casablanca, which I thought was a better movie. But let's move on. So anyway, Citizen Kane apparently never won Best Picture, which is weird. The Shawshank Redemption, excellent movie.
That was a good movie. I saw that one.
Vertigo, Alfred Hitchcock's Vertigo. 2001, A Space Odyssey. Star Wars never got one. The original Star Wars. Apocalypse Now, which I thought that was weird. I thought Apocalypse Now would have gotten it.
I would have.
Fargo never
didn't
got it.
I could have sworn Fargo won something, didn't
they? Philadelphia. Let me see. Goodfellas never got it. E.T. never got it either. Dog Day Afternoon, which I've never heard of that movie. Bonnie and Clyde.
Warned that Frances McDormand won for Fargo as best actress or something.
No, that's not best picture.
I see how you are.
Some Like It Hot, The Wizard of Oz, which I thought that was weird. That's like in top 10.
Wizard of Oz didn't get a best picture?
Isn't that weird?
That's really strange.
What do you think about the list? What do you guys think?
I'm amazed that those films didn't win Best Picture.
Okay, Citizen Kane. Okay, here's the deal. So I took a film class in college, and we talked about the greatest movie ever created, a.k.a. Citizen Kane. And so I'm watching it there, and I'm like, I am so bored to tears. But here's the thing. Technically speaking, it's a brilliant movie. Like,
yeah.
Technical stuff that we learned in film class that, you know, that movie makers use tools and whatnot, and, you know, special cinematography tips and whatnot. We see in the movie, I mean, it's full of them, and it's a brilliant movie in that aspect.
Technically speaking.
Yeah, technically speaking, it's a brilliant movie, but I found it completely dry and boring. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. And for me, for the movie, like, although its brilliance shines in technically, I could not really identify with the character. Like, I couldn't feel for the character. And part for me in movies, I really need to identify and I really need to feel and empathize with the character. And I did not do that with the movie. So that's why I never liked it. So.
Well, and what I wonder is I think Orson Welles is one of the best filmatic creators.
Oh, he's a genius.
He had War of the Worlds, and he had the brilliance of Citizen Kane. What I wonder is, what would have, if Orson Welles was born later,
yeah,
and he was going to do Citizen Kane nowadays, what the film would be like?
Yeah, that'd be,
because you could do a lot of the things that you did with Citizen Kane. But with the technology of the movies nowadays, with the digital photography, color, and all that, although I wouldn't be surprised if he did a brilliant movie and made it black and white, just like he did. But
that's a lost art, the black and white film. Really,
and one of the Schindler's List.
Oh,
is one of the most brilliant black and white modern black and white films.
That did get best film of the year, though, right?
Yeah, that did, and that really deserved it. And at a time when pretty much all the movies were made in color, and that, like, just any movie was made in color because color was cheap at the time, and nowadays anyways, was it Steven Spielberg directed that, didn't he? Or did he just produce it? He directed that movie, and he intentionally made it black and white, and it was just amazing. And that can show you what, and comparing the kind of the look in black and white between Citizen Kane of way back when and Schindler's List, if Citizen Kane had the quality of black and white that Schindler's List had,
yeah,
it would be such a better movie and probably, possibly even more engaging, especially when not just video quality, but audio quality as well. Because that's a couple of things that I didn't like, and probably one of the things that kind of what I didn't like is the sound quality and the video quality, the actions, the choices that they made to create that was brilliant, and they used what they had for the time, mm-hmm, and which makes I think it's one of the greatest films made.
Oh, I
technically
agree.
Technically speaking, at least. But if you took all of that and put it into nowadays technology, it would be a far better movie.
You think so?
I think so. Here, and I think that somebody can do anything like, you know, when they remade Psycho where they were doing it shot for shot? Well, if somebody did that same thing for Citizen Kane, I don't think it would look as good. It would be as good of a movie as the original, not because it would look better, sound better because of production quality nowadays, but there's just this essence that Orson Welles brings to the movie.
Yeah.
That, he probably would have even made different choices nowadays with the technology we have.
Yeah, like,
so.
Yeah, totally. Actually, I wanted to add something to this list of movies that did not get an Oscar that got snubbed. I remember it was back in, I think it was 2000. And back then, it was a really dry year for movies. Like, it really was. Like, there weren't a lot of great movies to choose from. That was the year, I believe, Gladiator came out. Actually, the nominees, I believe, was Gladiator. Actually, you know, let me look it up. But I do know it was Gladiator for Best Movie. And also, there was what was that movie? I can't believe I forgot it. What was that movie? The martial arts movie? Oh, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There we go.
That was a fantastic movie.
Now, here's the thing. Now, it was actually nominated for Best Film. The problem is, sorry, I'm on this website and it's making noise. And the thing about it is, for me, I watched both movies and I was thinking to myself, okay, really, I think those two are the best contenders for best. And I was thinking about it, I would have gone with Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. I think it had more depth. And I don't know what it is. I think people were saying the reason why it didn't win, actually, Gladiator won, and I actually was really upset with it, because the problem with Gladiator is I felt the entire concept was done before. Like in terms of, I don't felt it was really that original. I think the acting was great on Russell Crowe's part. I think it was moving, but I really don't think in general as a movie as a whole that it should have won. I just think it wasn't as gripping or as moving, I would say, as Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. I think there was a lot of depth. Depth was, I think, was the key thing. Is although it was a good movie, I don't think it has a lot of depth. And if you really look at Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, aside from the aesthetics, the beautiful cinematography, I mean, beautiful. I mean, the end shot where she – spoilers, by the way. She jumps from the mountain cliffs of this mountain, and she just glides through the snowy clouds. I mean, it's a beautiful shot. I mean, it's gorgeous. I still remember it to this day. But anyway, aside from the gorgeous cinematography and the flashy – you know, martial arts stuff. I mean, there was a lot of depth in there, a lot. And I really felt it should have won Best Film. And I don't know. I mean, I think that should be on the list, to be honest with you. And I'm still angry. I don't know if it's – I don't know if it was because it was subtitled. It was technically a foreign film, I guess, because a foreign film's never really won Best Picture. I don't know if it was because of that. Or because they were distracted by the martial arts thing and they thought there's no depth in martial arts. You know, I don't know what it is. Or it could be, you know, don't rock the boat type deal where, you know, like, for instance, although I don't think Brokeback Mountain, it was nominated for Best Picture. I thought that was great. I personally didn't like the movie all that much, but a lot of people thought it should have won, but it didn't. And maybe it's because it was a gay movie. I don't know. I mean, I think there's certain standards that the Oscar holds, and they don't want to rock the boat or something. I don't know. You know? So, maybe. What do you guys think?
I have no idea.
Is that I have not seen any of this year's films, and I feel bad for that. But, you know, this is not, in fact, even the first year that I haven't seen any of the films. There have been a couple of years, in fact, that I don't remember having seen any of the films that were nominated. But, I don't know.
Well, you know what we should do then? Let's talk about our personal favorite movies. How about that?
What's your favorite movie, John?
I don't have like one favorite. I really tend to go for the rom-coms, aka romantic comedies, but I would say The Matrix, the original Matrix.
Very good film.
When I first watched it, it was brilliant. I mean, there's some talk where the script and the idea was taken from someone else. I don't give a crap. The movie in itself was brilliantly made. There's lots of depth. I mean, at every frame, there's something that you can see. Every time I watch the movie, it never gets old. Like, it has emotional depth. It has a lot of technical depth. It's just a great movie overall. Other favorites would include When Harry Met Sally. It is a classic movie. I love that movie.
I used to love When Harry Met Sally. I really did. For a long time, it was my favorite film. Then I saw The Matrix. which too is an excellent, excellent film. I have to admit, the most recent DVD I've actually bought was The 300. And I really do enjoy that film. It's just fun.
You know what'd be awesome though? Now that I got an HDTV, like if I get a Blu-ray player and I can pop that in, I mean it would look awesome on my TV.
It would. Is the discount on Blu-ray right now?
I'm sure it must be. I'm sure it must be.
If not, you know, pop it in the regular DVD and upscaling should be fine.
Yeah, you could upscale it.
Oh, speaking of HD DVD, have you heard from Toshiba?
I did hear
Toshiba
this morning that
officially announced they're no longer doing anything with HD DVD.
It's officially dead.
Yeah, the coffin has been lowered into the grave, and now they're just waiting for Paramount to start throwing the dirt on top of them.
That's really, you know what, but here's the thing though. I mean, the reality is, although I don't want to support Sony, I still think they're evil. But the whole concept of a two disc, you know, medium is just ridiculous. It's asinine. It's crazy. I mean, because I don't want to go to the store and be like, okay, what should I get? Can I get this on Blu-ray? Can I get this on HD DVD? Whatever. I mean, at least it's over now. I mean, we there's no more confusion. So, anyway.
True.
RIP HD DVD.
So. And now you can get your now all your porn will be on Blu-ray for.
So see, I don't want my porn. I don't know if I want my porn in HD. Do I really want my porn in HD?
You can upscale.
See that,
it, you know.
That one pimple on the one guy's ass.
Like, oh my god, that's all I can see. He has a giant. He has a ginormous cock, a beautiful butt, but on that butt, and that's all I can see, he's got a beautiful body, but on there's this big white bulging pimple, and I can't keep my eye. I'm sorry.
Bearfilms.com. I wonder if they say no with Blu-ray.
Don't even think about it, Kitty. Don't even think about it. The cat wants to jump on the desk and ruin my life.
Oh, so, terrible. Yeah, I have come to realize that cats just ruin lives. That's just what they do. But they're cute, and so we keep them around.
Thank God I don't have any cats.
This cat, by the way, is a really cute cat. It's a beautiful cat, but it's the most needy cat I've ever come across.
Cats are just needy in general.
No, I felt that cats in general were kind of independent. They weren't like dogs. They weren't needy like dogs.
They're independently needy.
Well, look, here's one thing you have to know about cats. Cats, when they want something, they will come up to you, they will look at you, and they will go, "You will pet me right now." And then start petting them.
They'll meow really pathetically. Meow.
No.
And it's just horrible.
You know the saying, curiosity killed the cat, and I understand now why that is, because this cat will get into everything. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. It's so curious. It'll go into everything, and it drives me crazy. I was pouring water into my mug, and it directly – it just pretty much went toward my hand and made me spill all the water. I would go into the bathroom. I'd take a piss, and lo and behold, there's the cat rubbing my leg. I'm like, you know, give me a 5 seconds, please. You know, the other night, my roommate usually takes the cat. Now she's pawing my comic book box. Anyway, basically he'll take both the cats into the room for the night, and they'll sleep with him anyway. But one night he forgot, and all of a sudden I wake up and bam, there is Diane, the cat. The other male cat doesn't like me anyway. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? And she's all over my face. I'm just like, okay, that's it. It's like 3 in the morning. So I brush her off. I close the door. And then all of a sudden, like a minute later, the door opens. I realize the door doesn't fully close unless you push it hard. And I was like, oh, this is just crazy. So like multiple times over, I'm like shushing her out, but she's just pushing the door in. Finally, I just put my heavy bag in front of the door. And for a couple minutes, nothing happened. And then I hear this light pounding on the door, and she's actually pushing the bag. This cat is so needy. that she's pushing the door. She almost pushed the bag over and came into the room. I'm like, this cat is so needy. Like, and then finally, you know, I carried her. I finally opened the door. I carried her and I like knocked on his door. I'm like, take this cat, please, before he drives me crazy. No, if you ever visit my apartment, you should meet this needy cat, because this cat is it's a cute cat. Believe me, I like the cat, but I mean, wow, she needs help. I mean, anyway.
Well, I have found that my cat has developed lately the most strange fascination with my garage. I tend not to let my cats out of the living room area. Because I don't want my cat to get squished by my car or anybody else's car. And yet my orange tabby male cat.
Named him Pooh?
Yeah, well, and he came named Pooh, in fact.
Oh, how tragic.
And, you know, Pooh Bear, you know. Anyway, but he has developed this bizarre fascination with my garage. Like, whenever I do laundry, he sneaks out behind me, and then when I go back in, he meows his head off until somebody comes to rescue him, namely me. And it's just crazy. He's just nuts.
I don't know. I don't know if, you know, I just come to the realization now that we're talking about pets. I don't think I should ever have a pet of my own. I don't think I could tolerate it. I don't think I could even have a fish. I mean, I'm that bad. I remember, oh, by the way, I used to have this video game on my Nintendo DS called Nintendogs. And basically, it's a pet simulator. I was thinking, okay, I'll buy this game and see if I can raise this dog. So I've always wanted a husky. So I got a husky puppy. And for the first couple of days, I was doing really good. You know, but then again, I got really busy with school, and, you know, I would come back, and then all of a sudden, the dog would be, like, ridden with fleas and dirty, and then a couple days turned into weeks, and then months, and then now it's years. I know now that I should never have a pet. I just shouldn't. I should not have a pet. I'd be a terrible owner. Terrible. Terrible.
I think I'm doing pretty good.
I think you are doing pretty good.
Indeed, you have two... really... very well-behaved dogs.
I don't know about that. Sonnet still gets out. She stinks out. She stinks out in the back area by the trench. I don't think she really, like, leaves there. And then when you call her, she'll run right on back and go...
The thing with dogs is... Another thing that I have a problem with dogs is I think I like the dogs for their loyalty and whatever, and I don't think they're as annoying as cats, I think. But the whole potty training thing scares me. You know, I like the fact that the cats, they go by themselves in a litter box, and I can just clean up.
You know you need to do something when the dog stops and stands still.
Oh. Okay.
That's it. That's kind of the key. It's like if he's standing there, he or she is just standing there, you know you need to go, oh, come on, let's go outside, and get him to go outside. As long as they're moving, you're usually okay.
I have this friend, a coworker actually, my last job, had the cutest Shih Tzu. I mean, the cutest dog, and adorable dog. But the problem is, she never potty trained the dog, and apparently, like, she was talking about how cute the poop is. She was actually talking about how cute the dog's poop was.
That's,
you know,
disgusting.
And cleaning it inside the house. I'm like, why are you cleaning inside the house? Haven't you potty trained the dog yet? It's like, no, I'm too lazy. You know, besides, his poop is really cute. I'm like, what?
It's not so cute on your carpet, I'd say.
Well, they have a wooden floor, but still. And I found out later that the potty training went as far as, this is your corner of the house. Do your business in this corner. Can you believe that? I'm like, I'm never going to your house.
That's when you get those pee pads and put them in that corner.
Oh, that's disgusting. It's disgusting. Ugh. I would never imagine someone say, my dog's poo is cute. So I'm just saying. Yeah. Anyway,
well, I think, having discussed pet poo, I think we should move on.
Oh, wait, Jeffrey, what was your movie pick?
What was my movie pick? Yeah. My pick, I think, would probably be The Fifth Element.
Oh, really?
I just really like that movie.
That's so typical.
Well,
I really don't know.
Typical.
I'm hoping that
Neuromancer will be awesome, but because that's my favorite book.
When tech nerds, well, not everyone, but when they test out HDTVs, for some odd reason, they always go to The Fifth Element. I don't know why that is. So they always use The Fifth Element as their testing. So it's a good movie, though.
Good
I
visuals?
Think it's a good movie.
I don't know.
I still haven't seen it.
What?
You still haven't seen The Fifth Element?
Change that.
Those are my first movies. You know the first two movies I got on DVD?
Which was?
What's that?
Well, Run Lola Run was one of them. And okay. The second one, hey, Tim, you can't guess because you already know the answer. Guess what movie I got at the same time I got Run Lola Run? Now, I'll give you a hint. It's very gay.
Hairspray.
Close, you got a musical.
Beaches? No, okay, musical. Moulin Rouge?
No, older. No, this older. Was before. I got my DVD player and my DVD, my first DVDs before Moulin Rouge.
Sound of Music.
Good thinking, but no.
Singing in the Rain?
Exactly.
Get out! Oh,
Singing
my
in the
God.
Rain and Run Lola Run were my first two DVDs ever.
Singing in the Rain's a good movie. I
love Singing in the Rain.
And we just watched Run Lola Run the other day. And it was fun. I'm sure Jeff was probably not appreciating me talking at the movie in German the whole time. But
that was okay. It didn't really bug me that much.
Anyway.
Roommate's a sweetie. Okay. He brought me hot tea. But anyway.
Okay.
Should we go into our picks?
Yeah, let's go into our picks, Tim.
Well, I am thoroughly enjoying this Diet Dr. Pepper cherry chocolate that I found at my local HEB. Have you guys had a chance to try it yet?
Actually, you know what? If we did, you know, What the Fuck Weekly, that would have been my pick because that's just that's wrong and crazy. I'm sorry.
It's tasty, and I find it mixes especially well with a little bit of rum.
It's like Dr. Pepper. I was telling Tim is that it has a very unique and.
My name is Jay. It's T-A-Y to the Z. This is the web, and it's gonna murder your TV.
I'm totally linking this video. This is Cherry Chocolate Rain.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm totally linking that to your pick, by the way, Tim.
Which, by the way, that I remind, I do have a Bad Bear profile on What the Fuck Weekly, but we could do that next week.
I am finding this Diet Dr. Pepper Cherry Chocolate would do excellent jobs at floats with a little bit of vanilla ice cream and some Diet Dr. Pepper cherry chocolate.
Timothy, it's a sensory overload, as I was trying
that
to explain.
Would be absolutely marvelous.
Look, this is the problem. Dr. Pepper by itself is a very full flavored soda. It has a very unique full flavored body, whatever. So you're adding cherry and you're adding chocolate. I mean, this is just too much. It's just too much.
Nonsense. It's very, very tasty. I implore you
might
to try
as well
it.
Add walnuts or, you know.
You know, walnuts would be fun. You could do that as part of your float. You could put, you know, chopped walnuts in your float.
And if you're in somewhere in Europe.
You don't put nuts in floats.
Or, you know, nut flavors.
Sure you can.
Sardines would be.
Not sardines. No, not sardines.
A pepperoni.
Walnuts, I wouldn't have a problem with. Sardines and pepperoni would not be good.
It's too much. It's too much. I'm sorry.
Nonsense. It's tasty.
Although I do like the cherry vanilla Cokes. Those are tasty.
See?
Oh, the black cherry vanilla. It's black cherry
delicious.
Vanilla.
That's really good. The black cherry.
It's not just cherry vanilla. It's black cherry vanilla, and it's Oh, it's so yummy.
It is very delicious.
Because the thing with the vanilla is, it complements everything. There are very few things that aren't boosted up by having vanilla with it.
That is largely true.
The cherry and the vanilla work really well. They really do.
Oh, it's so yummy. It's the,
yeah. Is there a soda out there that's really disgusting, aside from New Coke?
Pepsi Blue.
What?
Pepsi Blue.
Pepsi Blue, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it was like the berry Pepsi that they had for a while there. Pepsi Blue.
No. I don't remember.
Have you tried Crystal Pepsi? Remember Crystal Pepsi?
Oh, yeah. That was a long time ago. I remember Van Halen and the whole piano thing. I remember that. Yeah. It was that bad. You know what I don't like that's out now?
What's that?
Oh, gosh. It's not Tab. It's that sugar-free line of soda. God, what is it called? It escapes my mind right now. It's just really not very tasty. It has that really awful aftertaste. Women usually drink this soda. Oh gosh, I don't remember. But it's not very tasty. So, but anyway.
But you don't know what it's called.
I don't. It's not Shasta either. It's
not Diet Right.
Oh, Shasta rocks.
No, it's not Shasta. It's not Tab either.
Diet Right.
No, it's not Diet Right. You know, talk amongst yourself while I figure this out.
But anyway, yes, I think Diet Dr. Pepper floats with the cherry chocolate flavor would be excellent.
So it's diet, it's cherry, it's chocolate. I don't know, chocolate soda? I mean, just chocolate and soda I don't think really belong together.
See, that's why I think it'd be wonderful in floats.
No,
really good with a little bit of rum, too.
No.
Both of you are alcoholics, I just want you to know.
Yeah, well, then what's your point?
See, you know, it's like fish and tacos. Chocolate and soda, just, no, it's wrong.
But fish and tacos actually works quite well, as does this Diet Dr. Pepper.
I actually really like, I do, actually. You know what scares me, though?
What's that?
Coke Zero. That scares
Coke
me.
Zero is good! I like the good. Coke Zero. It tastes like Coke. Only something doesn't have any sugar in it.
I know, and that seems wrong to me. There's something wrong. I don't know how to get it.
I love it. It's not Diet Coke.
I will not drink
Diet Coke with Splenda. Have you had Diet Coke with Splenda?
I have, and you know, Splenda, I don't really enjoy the Splenda so much.
I love the Diet Coke with Splenda. It has more of a bite than the regular Diet Coke does.
See, that's why I love the Coke Zero, because it's got that acid bite that Coke has that Diet Coke doesn't.
Anyways, let's move on to the next pick. John's still thinking about something, so I'll move on. I'm going to actually pick one of my favorite places to eat here, the Bear Rock Cafe.
Ooh. Yes, that's right.
Bear Rock Cafe. It's a great
really
sandwich shop, and it's fantastic, and it's very homey. At least the one here in Austin is.
Or very homo. Which one is it?
Homey. Homey. It would probably be more like it. It's the one that we have here in Austin for you Austinites is at the Silver Creek Plaza on Palmer Lane. You can check out their website, bearrockcafe.com, to see if there's one near you. They have several throughout the United States, not everywhere, unfortunately. And that's kind of sad. They got some great sandwiches. They've got like a Black Angus Melt, which is yummy, yummy, yummy.
Let's eat there now.
What else? There's, I really like their Hoot Owl sandwich, which has oven-roasted turkey, Havarti cheese, mayonnaise, ooh, lettuce, tomatoes, sprouts, and Vidalia onion dressing on sourdough bread.
What, no owl?
No, it's just called the Hoot Owl. It doesn't actually have owl in it.
False advertising.
But those are my two main sandwiches that I eat there. But practically all their sandwiches are yummy. BearRockCafe.com. check to see if there's one near you. And oh, their soups are really good. Oh.
Oh yeah.
I had their they have this great baked potato mountain chowder.
Oh. You know what? If you love it so much, why don't you marry Bear Rock Cafe, huh? Why don't you just marry
it? I wish I could.
Don't ever.
Anyways. So that's my pick of the week is Bear Rock Cafe.
By the way, the soda I'm referring to is Fresca.
Oh, I love Fresca! Fresca! Fresca's good. I have a pack of Fresca in my fridge right now.
I love Fresca.
There's something wrong with the taste of Fresca. I tried it once and I'm like, oh, this is disgusting. It's terrible.
You just don't like grapefruits.
Anyway. My pick, I have two picks. I have a pick and an anti-pick. My pick is I got a brand new game for my Nintendo DS, and it's called Professor Layton and the Curious Village. Google it. It's really cool. It's got this weird animation style. It's not like Japanese anime. It's more like almost a weird European cartoonish style. It's really endearing. I really like it. Has like animation and video like on the DS, which is actually pretty good. Really brilliant voice acting. At least I think so. And basically it's like almost, it's not like, it's an adventure game. You're going throughout this weird town, you're talking to people, and you're solving puzzles, basically. And puzzles could be as simple as make this this four box shape into a three box shape, or just weird puzzles like how many marbles are in this bag if you take two and three, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're really cool little puzzles. They're brain teasers, and the story is really interesting as well. What's really weird about the game is that you're trying to solve this mystery while solving these puzzles that have nothing to do with the mystery. But so you're talking to these people, and it could be out of nowhere. Like, I remember the victim died. I mean, he was murdered, and everyone's like really weird, and you're trying to talk to these people to get information. It's like, oh, I'm really distraught. I knew this guy and he was a really good friend of mine. Oh, by the way, you want to solve this puzzle for me? Like, it's just like really random. Like, I think, and the guy even says, I don't think this is the appropriate time to solve a puzzle, but okay, anyhow, you know. Or this, I remember talking to this woman, who lost her cat or something like that, and I'm like, oh, I can't find my cat, I'm really worried about her. And like, oh, which reminds me, I want to solve this puzzle about apples. Like, it's really random, but it's really it's completely random. Like, every person you talk to has a puzzle, and it has nothing to do with anything. And but it's a really fun game, and what's also great is it has downloadable content. Like, once you finish the game, you can still play it, hook it up via Wi-Fi and download new puzzles. And there's a lot of really cool ones in here. I recommend that game. It'll exercise your head. My anti-pick, which is related to my pick last week. If you guys remember, I am a Barack Obama supporter. I don't hate Hillary. I just, at this point, I really think that Obama will do a better job. I think he's got what it takes. And part of the thing I posted, and I've been accused of using as the sole reason for supporting him, which is not true, is the music video on YouTube called "Yes, We Can." It's very moving. As I mentioned before, he had nothing to do with this video. Nothing to do. It was his supporters from the music industry who just made this music video, cut and pasted it from his speech, and it was really moving. Didn't cost him a dime. It's one of the biggest campaign movers, campaign thingies, and ever, with over 3 million hits, and he didn't pay a dime for it. I mean, what does that say about him? Anyway, it was a big motivating thing for a lot of people, and of course Hillary had to respond, and unfortunately it didn't go out very well. My anti-pick, if you go on YouTube, type Hillary Clinton and "Yes, We Will," she actually tries to coin her own phrase by kind of stealing it from Obama. And you'll listen to the speech, and it's really sad because she's not a really prolific speaker, and she's trying really hard, and she's introducing this phrase called "Yes, We Will." I wonder where she got that from. And she's really struggling, and she keeps repeating "Yes, We Will" like 10 times over and over, trying to get the crowd pumped and trying to get them to chant it with her, and no one's biting. It's a really sad video. Like, She's trying really hard and it's not working. It's very transparent and it's sad. It's just sad. It's my anti-pick. I mean, just go ahead and Google it. You have to see it. It's just blatant and very sad. But anyway, they're struggling right now, and if this is what it's come to, she's in big trouble. So, but anyway, those are my picks.
Awesome. All right. So it looks like we're going to wrap up the show here. Let me let everybody know to please go ahead and go to our iTunes page. You can and access it directly from cubsoutloud.com or in our podcast feeds links. You can contact us by sending an email to podcast@cubsoutloud.com. Check us out on MySpace at myspace.com/cubsoutloud. Check us out on Facebook. I got a direct link also on the Cubs Out Loud page. You can also check our Cubs Out Loud Podshow site. There's a link there as well. And also, don't forget, we would love to hear from all of you. You can send us a voicemail, essentially, through Odeo. Send us an Odeo message right there on... there's a link right there on the right-hand nav of CubsOutLoud.com. Also, keep watching the blog for more information. Looks like we got somebody from Houston that's posting up, and we'd love to hear from the rest of you. Send us an email if you want. You got something that you want, post it up there, and we will definitely post it on the Cubs Out Loud blog. That's it for this week. Catch you all next week. Also, just want to let you all know of the next Barapalooza show, actually the first of the season, I think it is going to be at Timberfell on March 29th. Timberfell Lodge in Greenville, Tennessee. You can check them out at timberfell.com to make your reservations, or call them at 1-800-437-0118. Barapalooza there will be featuring Michael West, Ron Morris, Big Nug, Freddie Freeman, Patrick Arena, Charlie K. Brown, and Swin Dunbar, who we actually are going to end up the show with his song "A Sweet Memory." We'll catch you all next week.
Ciao.
Bye.
A sweet memory is all I have. You've been long gone, but I still think of you. When you touched my hand, it sent sparks right through me. You were all I desired. I could not resist you. Then you left me. I tried hard not to cry, but still I wept. Much time on the what if. It was time to move on. It's what I had to do. But to my surprise, my life kept moving. I've met a new, and he is good for me. Tears do fall. Then one day from a distance, I saw your face walk past. While it brought back the memories, it'll never be what I now have. All I want now. You've been gone too long, but I will thank you.
Many bears are big and tall, and clothing for them have always been an afterthought in the eyes of the apparel industry. For too long, the only stuff available to big guys have been Hawaiian shirts and tent-cut clothing that leaves you looking even bigger than you really are. Well, here comes Colossal Clothing. Colossal makes stylish clothes for the big bear in your life, with sizes from XL to 5XL, XLT to XLT, and bodybuilder sizes as well. Check them out at ColossalClothing.com. And here's a colossal deal for you. Enter the code CUBS at checkout and save yourself 10% off your purchase. Colossal Clothing, for the big bear in your life.